Yeah, what's up, good people, and welcome to another episode of Keep It Thorough, where we give you the real behind business, health, money, and self-development, and introduce engaging concepts to help you perform better in all areas of life. I'm your host, Cedric Lavelle, joined by my co-host, E-Double.
Yeah, your boy E-Double, and we are on episode 79, Paycheck to Paycheck, Breaking Through the Financial Storms. So let's go and kick this thing off, Sid.
Episode 79. Before we get into the episode, of course, we want to make certain that we encourage everybody to follow us on all social media platforms, your TikTok, your Instagram, Facebook, all those good things.
YouTube.
Subscribe to the YouTube website.
Threads, and then also, all that good stuff.
Yes, sir. And then in addition to that, make certain that you visit the website, keepitthorough.com, to check out this week's supporting kit. Where it's going to help you know more, impact daily, and think different in regards to the episode. And yeah, man, check that out. Something new that we're doing.
Huge updates on the kits, man. So y'all definitely be sure to go check that out. A lot of work. So yeah, let's go and get off into this thing.
Yes, sir. So paycheck to paycheck, man. So I'll say this, right? When you think about inflation, post-pandemic, when you think about interest rates, and just really common bills, expenses that we have month to month, a lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. It's hard out here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of challenges that we all are experiencing, some experiencing them more than others. And so the whole paycheck to paycheck cycle, it's common amongst many people, especially in this moment. I feel it's really more prevalent than it has ever, I don't say that has ever been, because I know there's been times where it's been prevalent in different years, but I'll say just from experiences and seeing some of the things that people are talking about, it's very, very common. Yeah, right. Yeah. And just the effects of having to go week to week and stretching, right? Stretching every dollar, every cent until your next paycheck comes in. It can be stressful, right? It could be challenging. It can be hard as hell, you know, and you're looking for a way to get out or move past that cycle. But when you're flooded with so many different things, it just seems as if like it compounds. One thing comes in, then it's another. You got one thing taken care of, and then you forgot about this other bill that you had that has to be taken care of. And so, you know, you're going through this process where you take one thing and then you say something else come in. Well, maybe I can push that off for another couple of weeks. Or you call and say, hey, man, can I extend this date until this day, right?
Yeah,
and
then trying to prioritize what's more important.
Trying to prioritize. Yeah, what's most important, what can wait, and man, it can be stressful, it can be challenging, and you know, you look for a way out, right? And sometimes that's harder in many cases, and you know, sometimes you get there, sometimes you don't.
And the key, man, and like you said, is finding a way out. And I think before you can try to find a way out, it's important to focus in on what can put you in those situations, right?
Right.
So, you know, things such as your personal values, your upbringing, societal norms, they all play a role in a person's relationship with money. So, for example, I know me, when I was growing up, I was never taught to invest money. You know, I was always taught to save for a rainy day, you know, just really save money. That's right. All I really learned, you know, never to invest, to make more money or to build wealth. Right. And then obviously, societal norms, trying to keep up with the Joneses, you know, spending all your money on this and that and, you know, whatever the case may be. And then, many people were taught that money is just, used to pay for things. Right. So that's most people's relationship with money. right? So I need to buy this and it costs this much. How can I make this much money to pay for it, right? Or my bills are this much, so I need to make this much to be able to pay my bills. So it's just kind of looked at like that, right? Like as something to pay for stuff. And then, you know, the luxury or the benefit of being able to plan for the future, everybody doesn't have that, right? Like a lot of people were so focused on paycheck to paycheck, right? I don't got time to be thinking about saving or investing in this that can make me money 5 months from now. I don't got enough money right now. I need this money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
planning for the future, that's definitely a luxury. And then, you know, growing up with no financial education, that really causes every generation to start all over again because no wealth was being accumulated. Nothing was being handed over or handed down or passed down. So, you know, every generation, they're starting from scratch all over again, right? So they don't have any money to pay for their student loan debt, their student loans, right? They have to take out student loans because no money was handed down to them to pay for college.
Right, to take
right?
college, yeah.
So then
but that is super common.
Super common, especially with how expensive college is right now, right? But and then, you know, you add on top of that credit card debt, bad money management skills. And then, as you mentioned, you know, like economic situations, because obviously we dealt with the pandemic and the effects that had on the economy and all the job loss and all that. Right. So and then, you know, all of those things combined create that paycheck to paycheck cycle. Right. That's really what it comes down to. And it really kind of create those clouds. Right. And that, you know, that bad weather, that bad financial storm. You know what I mean? So. To get out of that cycle, first, you need to change the way you look at money, which is extremely important. And you need to view it as a tool, right? And we talked about that before on our previous episodes. But you need to look at money as a tool and not as just something to pay for stuff, right? It's a tool to make you more money. And that's a very, very important first step.
Absolutely, bro. I agree. And with that first step of viewing money as a tool, it's also important to recognize patterns. What is it specifically that you're doing that may be causing you to get into those tough situations? You know how clouds form. You know how these things may come about as it relates to living paycheck to paycheck. But how do you look from within and what you're doing on a day-to-day basis to understand, okay, this may be a pattern. All right, this may be why I'm continuing to put myself in this particular type of situation. So five things rather that you may want to pay attention to, right? So one thing would be overspending and impulsive purchases, right? So when you spend more money than you earn, that's always going to be a challenge. That's going to leave you in a very sticky situation. You've got more money that's going out than what you have that's coming in, and then you're overspending and you're impulse buying, that definitely doesn't lead to a healthy situation as it relates to finances. And in that situation, you're definitely not using your money as a tool, as E was just saying. You're putting yourself back. So another thing would be a lack of budgeting and financial planning, right? And so failing to create a budget and a plan is not going to get you out of living paycheck to paycheck. You have to know where your money's going. You gotta know when it's coming in, when it's going out. You have to be financially responsible and budget your money. So if you have a lack of budgeting and you don't have any financial planning, every week you're going to go through this same situation because you're not aware of what your money is doing. You don't know where it's going. You don't know what you're constantly spending your money on. And so
your money lost.
Your money lost. Yeah, it's absolutely. That's what I say. You mean you're blindly just trying to figure something out, but you're not taking some of the necessary steps in order to navigate those financial challenges. And then the next thing is just a minimal or no savings, right? And so that can leave you vulnerable to financial emergencies. And a lot of times when people are living paycheck to paycheck, what ends up happening is you may have the money to take care of your expenses, but don't let an emergency come about and you can't take care of that. Things get even more challenging and that just compounds, right? It's it's something that kind of weighs you down because it's like, man, I'm trying to take care of this and now this is happening. And then you just feel like the end of the world is coming to you, right? Yeah. So many, it's so challenging. And it's like, you know, I'm looking to take care of the important things. Now this happened and I didn't plan for this. This was unexpected. This was something that I didn't know was going to happen, right? So it's the unexpected. So when you have minimal or no savings or no emergency fund, that can definitely be a challenge in that regard. And then high debt to income ratio, right? And so significant debt with your income can severely limit your financial flexibility. So when you have more debt than the money that's coming in, that's not going to be a healthy situation either. That's unhealthy financial stability. You have no flexibility. You have no means to kind of navigate, and you're really going to be stretched, right? And then the last thing is just an inadequate income or lack of career growth. So if your income remains stagnant and doesn't keep up with your expenses, there has to be some things that have to take place as it relates to your financial education, right? As it relates to how you're making money and the income that's coming in. And so if you recognize that you have more expenses than the money that you have coming in, you need to start looking at potentially transitioning your career, looking for a raise, looking for a promotion, all of those things, right?
But or other just, things that can make you money, right? A side hustle, right. You know, picking up, you know.
Side hustle. Absolutely. But yeah. these are things that can be patterns that you're experiencing, and you most certainly want to recognize those things. I would say recognize them early, but you know, you're in your situation. So you just want to be aware. And once you are aware, you definitely want to make the challenges. As the saying goes, when you know better, you do better. Hopefully.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And once you start, you know, paying attention, recognizing the patterns, then you can start like planning and, you know, planning for the elements, you know, and really, start working on putting that plan together. So living paycheck to paycheck should never be a permanent situation, right? You never should expect that or think that there's no way out of that, right? And the stress and discomfort is not good for your emotional or physical health. And something that can help with the feelings of uncertainty and doubt is by creating a smart financial plan, which we discussed this in like detail on episode 75. It was dollars and cents. So if you want to go back and check out that episode to get more information on a smart financial plan. But SMART is an acronym. It stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-based goals, right? So create some smart financial plans. And then once that plan is defined and, you know, your focus shifts, your desire for better finances will exceed the weight of all the distractions and the noise and, you know, those feelings of, you know, uncertainty and doubt, you know, and all those things, right? Because you're focused, right? And you're starting to like make progress. And start with things like writing down all of your expenses and income and then creating a weekly budget and then like building on top of that, right? It just start somewhere. It's very, 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 very important to start somewhere, you know, and we've done numerous episodes on money. And, you know, so if you want to just go back through some of our episodes on budgeting and investing and, you know, just changing your views and perspective on money, you know, those are things that can help you and give you ideas of a plan. Right. I would love to say, hey, do this, 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 this and this. But everybody's individual situation is completely different. And what may work for somebody may not work for the next person. But one thing that is for certain is everybody can benefit from changing the way that they view money, right? So, and that's a very, very important first step.
Absolutely.
So, I agree, man. Five ways to weather financial storm. Go ahead and hit it switch.
Yeah, so five ways that you want to weather your financial storms. And as we do with all of our episodes, we like to make things very tangible where you can put these things into practice immediately, right? It's something that you can do soon as you hop up off this podcast and get back to your crib, right? And so five things that you want to do. So one thing that you want to do is track and analyze your finances. So understand where your money is going. Start a budgeting sheet. If you want to do something with Excel, if you want to download an app, if you want to go old school and go to Office, well, I don't know if Office Max is everywhere, but go to a Walmart or something like that and get one of those. Huh?
I said, I think Office Max is everywhere.
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't know if that was just a Texas thing or something.
Yeah, no, a big old Texan. That boy, a big old Texan. He don't even, I don't know if they got Office Max up north. I don't know.
Man, I got it. Man, I had it in Minnesota or in Ohio or something. But nah, man, you go to one of these stores and get you one of those budgeting tablets or whatever. You know, but just find something that you can utilize where you're able to track and analyze your finances. You want to do that. You want to start putting things on paper. You want to put it in an Excel document. Are you looking at your chin hairs, bro? What you got there?
No, I was looking over here, but then I was looking at, you know what I mean? So it was,
I thought you was checking out your face or something.
Nah, bro. I leave that to you, man. You be checking out yourself on the cam. I'm strictly.
You notice that? Oh, I didn't know you noticed it. My bad.
Business.
I'm sorry. But anyway, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Next thing you want to do is build an emergency fund, right? So typical rule of thumb is like 3 to 6 months. If you can go over 3 to 6 months, you want to do 9 to 12, perfectly fine. But build an emergency fund. That way you can prepare for the unexpected. When certain things may happen, you'll be in a position where you can take care of those things and you're not having to be financially strained, right? Then the next one is reduce and manage debt. So consider debt payoff strategies. Now, I know there's many different ways that people go about paying off their debt. Some people do the snowball effect, the avalanche, and all these other different strategies. But find a strategy that works for you. If you want to pay off the debt that has the higher interest rate and want to start it that way, you can do that.
Well, honestly, that's what I recommend. That so, you know, even it can be your lowest amount of debt, but the highest interest percentage. So you should pay that off first. Pay off your high interest debt first and then focus on the lower interest debt, even if the high interest debt is of a lesser amount. And then two, look into some debt consolidation. Right. Where you can consolidate all of the debt into one lower interest rate, which right now you probably not going to find low interest rates because that low and interest rates just don't like each other right now. So,
right.
They're not cool with each other. They're on completely separate blocks. Terms. Yeah. They
what set you clean? Nah. Yeah. So definitely find something that works. High interest rates. You want to do that. But definitely want to start reducing and managing your debt effectively. The next thing is increase your income. So whether that be through entrepreneurship, career advancement, professional development, or taking on additional work, get to the bag.
Find some ways
that you can generate some additional income where it can start to lessen your debts, where it can start to give you a financial cushion and give you some breathing room. That way you're able to benefit.
Clear his throat. Let me clear my throat, right?
And then the next thing is continuously educate yourself, right? And so improving your financial literacy and your knowledge. Get on some books, some articles. I don't know what I just said. Some articles, online personal finance platforms. Any type of investing resources, find things that you can get your hands on where you can educate yourself. And I know we actually talked about this. So I want to say in dollars and cents as well, too, when we talked about
episode 75, go check it out. That was a very good episode, folks. Can't talk today.
But basically where people, they have these ideas about money because of a lack of knowledge, a lack of understanding, not being financially literate. And so when you're in these positions and you don't know as much as you want to know, I believe that you should know, sometimes you can get discouraged. That's not an excuse. You know what I'm saying?
Ignorance is not an excuse. You got to go
educate. You got to go educate yourself.
Think about it like this. Ignorance of the law is not an excuse for breaking the law, right? If you do something, you break the law just because you didn't know, don't mean it's not illegal and they can't arrest you, right?
Yeah.
Think about your financial literacy the same way, right? Yeah, like you're wrong. You know what I mean? You're, and I hate to, it's probably not the best way to say it, but you're wrong for not educating yourself. You can't put that on someone else. Like, the information is readily available. So using the excuse, oh, well, I didn't know that. Nobody ever taught me that. Nobody ever, you know, that's not a good excuse, right? Nobody ever told me either. Nobody ever taught me either. I had to go learn and research and dig, same for said, right? And in numerous different areas, right? Not just financial literacy. And, you know, nobody taught me how to build websites or code or whatever. Like, I learned myself. I was self-taught. And when asked people, you know, it was all based off of me taking the initiative. And people have to have that same view and mindset when it comes to educating themselves on whatever the topic is, right? Don't sit around and wait for somebody to teach you or tell you. Go teach and educate yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Be self-taught. However that looks for you, whatever's your best form of learning, do that. And with saying that, you can start with our kits, right? With the kits, you can go to the website, keepitthorough.com, look at the kits where we give you a breakdown of things that you can do that are readily available to you, where you can take notes on them. You know what I'm saying? That'd be beneficial for you. Or if you're listening to the podcast, that's another way that you can learn, right? So just find something that works for you that will allow you to feel like you're making some sort of progress and where it's easily digestible for you to understand. Everybody has different learning styles, so
hey, and I want to say this. If you're listening to this, right, well, we like 20 minutes into the episode, 21 minutes into the episode. If you're listening to this, you're making progress, right?
Absolutely.
Like, the fact that you know, seen this episode title or whatever, maybe you watch us every week, maybe you stumbled up on us and you know, you're sticking around for the information. Like, that's already progress. Like, you're doing something. You're doing something to educate yourself or learn some new ideas or concepts or, you know, I want to say, put that out there, right? If you're listening to this, you already are doing something. So just continue on, you know, there's additional things that you can do. And hopefully you learned, what some of those things are during the course of this episode.
You have it right there.
But cool. So really getting a view ahead, right? So looking ahead, I said earlier on in the episode that, you know, not everybody has the luxury, to, you know, plan for the future, right? Not everybody has that luxury, but I do believe that everybody should have that luxury, right? You should be able to put yourself in position to have that luxury to look ahead and to plan. So very, very important. And to touch on something mentioned earlier about, you know, tons of people being, or living paycheck to paycheck. So 58% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, and that source is CNBC as of like April of this year, right? So those numbers may have fluctuated a little bit, but 58% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. That's a crazy number, right? That's more than half of people. And then I think there was also a statistic of something like 4 in 10 high earners live paycheck to paycheck. So this isn't a problem that's reserved for you know, the middle class or the low class, right? There's people who are high earners who you think are rich who still live paycheck to paycheck,
overspending,
right? Buying. No, and that's the thing. That's why it's important to change your way of thinking. So if you come into money, you're not in the exact same situations, right? But anyway, that constant worry about money, experiencing stress and feeling like you're being trapped affects your well-being and mental health, just like I mentioned earlier. And constantly trying to survive the financial storm is not how you want to live. So everyone deserves a bright, secure future, and it's very achievable, right? So I really want to like push that point home, where I said earlier that, you know, not everybody has that luxury. Just because you don't have that luxury, you deserve that luxury, right? So like, you deserve that bright, secure future, right? And that secure is a key word, right? A secure future where you know you're going to be okay, where you know your kids are going to be okay, your spouse, you know, if something happens to you, you know, God forbid, whatever the case may be. But you, everybody deserves that bright, secure future, and it's definitely achievable. So, you know, just continue to educate yourself with financial knowledge, such as doing things like watching this episode, you know, listening to this episode, you know, creating those smart financial goals, reading other books or reading books or watching YouTube videos or other podcasts, you know, go search some hashtags on Instagram. You know, which is actually, that's kind of a cheat code. A lot of people don't talk about that, man. You can search like financial literacy or whatever on, or whatever you're looking for on social media and find, you know, a ton of relevant things. You're going to have to, you know, scroll through some BS too, but there's going to be a lot of relevant things on there. But yeah, just continue to educate yourself. You got to remain disciplined. You know, we talked about that, right? And being consistent is part of that discipline, right? And then keep pushing through, and a better financial future is on the other side for you, right? That you deserve, that you truly, truly deserve. We all deserve it. And you know, it's not reserved for the select few. It's reserved for those who are willing to put the work in, right? And I've said that before, and I'm gonna say it a million more times, right? Wealth is
gonna be, exactly a million more times.
I might say it a 1,267,327 times. Point 0.5, because I might stop halfway through once.
It's a lot of time. Yeah.
But yeah, you got anything you wanted to add, Seth?
Absolutely not, man. I think you brought it home with what you said, man. Everybody deserves that future.
Hey, so just to run it back one more time, be sure to check out the kits, man. We put a lot of work and effort into this new style of kit before we were doing PowerPoint presentations, which, looking back at it, was kind of like a older way of doing it anyway, right? Like, it worked, but we've graduated and elevated to official kits that are posted on the website, and it's very easy to share. They're way easier to consume. Most of them are very quick reads, 5, 6, 7 minutes. But, you know, there's a lot of good information on there, and they merge well with, you know, the podcast episodes. You actually can pull it up and, you know, follow along if you want to, right? That's
a good educative experience. That's how I look at it.
Great educational experience. And we've created them to be that way. So, be sure to check those out. Be sure to follow us on all the social media platforms, and, we'll be back at y'all next week. So,
if
you don't do nothing else, keep it thorough.
Keep it thorough.
And we'll holler at y'all next time. Deuces.